You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back on ESPN 97.5, your home for the Aggies. Bringing in the head coach of those Texas A&M Fighting Aggs, Jimbo Fisher, with us here on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by Damaris Barbecue. Coach, how you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Man, we appreciate you being here. How's your vacation been?
Not much of a vacation, but, you know, we got a lot of stuff done and got a couple days there to kind of recharge the batteries, but mainly just been grinding.
What's the number one worry when your team has had this much time off?
Well, I mean, it's not complacent. It's keeping your edge and keeping your mental focus. And, you know, you go for a couple weeks saying, I ain't got a game, and then making sure your practices are intense and you don't lose fundamentals. Because, you know, when you practice, you're practicing two things, either a real good habit or a real bad habit. And a lot of times, you know, if you don't have a game there, sometimes your mental lapse went. But I didn't feel that with our guys. We were ones-on-ones all last week, twos-on-twos, and practiced really well and trying to keep that edge.
Coach, first of all, I want to congratulate you. I'm a proud member, a selection committee member and voter for the Joe Moore Awards. And your team, now I had the Big 12, but I was able to throw in a little bit on Texas A&M. Your team was a no-doubter, your offensive line unit, in terms of what you guys have been able to do. I did the write-up for the Joe, a little bit of the write-up for the Joe Moore honor roll. But, you know, you're considered, along with Alabama, Notre Dame, there's some offensive lines. I think Louisville needs a little recognition to be one of the favorites in this year's group, Iowa. So I think the difference, and we talked about it before, but I feel like the way that you guys have run the ball and the way that your quarterback knows you can run the ball and maybe, you know, you guys as play callers has really helped to tighten up Kellen Mond's game this year as well.
Well, I think balance, you know, this balance. People have to worry about two things, running the football and throwing the football. And the other thing is Kellen's legs. I mean, you got Kellen's legs, you got our ability to run it, you got our ability to throw it, and you got our ability then to play action game and the things that come off of it. And we're able to use those pieces right now. And like I said, we're going to need them all down the stretch, that's for sure.
Yep. Jimbo Fisher with us here on ESPN 97.5. Yeah, well, you talk a lot about hitting too, Coach. You know, you want to make sure that those guys are
– Got a thud in practice.
That those guys are ready. And after a couple of weeks off here, now you're going on 3 weeks, three full weeks without playing a football game, and you got limited amount of thud in practice. Is that a concern?
Well, it is, but we, you know, like I say, we do good on good. We were good on good all last week. We're good on good every Tuesday, every Wednesday, and a little bit on Thursday on one drill. So I mean, we keep, you know, that fastball look, the different looks, that. Now, you're blocking really good people, and like I say, our defensive line is a really good group of guys. So, I mean, that bothers you, but it really doesn't bother me because I think, you know, we've worked good on good people and really went at it.
Yep. Jimbo Fisher brought to you by Damaris Barbecue here on ESPN 97.5. It's the only place to get your fried turkey, but you got to call in a hurry or go get to the website in a hurry, Damaris.com, DEMERIS.com. So I was in the stadium last year in Baton Rouge, Coach, for last year's game. Is that one you said after, as soon as that game ends, you circle on next year's schedule?
Well, you know, people say that. You know, those guys are going, a lot of our guys are going, some are back. Listen, LSU is a team that's in the West. We have to be able to play against them. We have to have success against them, so we need to play well. And, you know, when a team beats you like that, you remember it. But at the same time, that's over. That team is different. We got two different teams this year. We have to focus on doing what we got to do to be successful in the game. And that's motivation because they're an SEC West opponent. And I always say, people say, was that revenge? I always think revenge clouds your thinking. Yeah. You know, you can't play that way. I mean, you got to play who you are, what you are right now. But you play their tails off, and you want to beat them, and you want to beat them bad because, one, they're an SEC West. And, two, like I say, they got you last time, so you want to get the upper hand back.
Their defense hasn't been very good this year. I mean, I don't know. I'm not going out on a limb here. They've really struggled at times, Coach. What's the difference this year and last?
You know, I think one thing is if their defense has, but their offense complemented their defense so well last year because they scored every daggone drive. So you had to become one-dimensional. You couldn't stay balanced. You had to do things. And their explosive offense, which they're, you know, they were really good last week on offense. They've had some really good games, but not, you know, last year's game was a record-setting offense. So always people forget offense always helps defense when the scores of the game change and things like that and how you're doing. But, you know, I look at them up front. Their interior guys are strong. They got edge pass rushers, back with some runs. You you know, Stingley's as talented a guy as there is in the country. Rick was his number one corner in the country coming out. They got good safety. I look at the film. That's what I said. I mean, these guys are athletic. They play in space good. They tackle. I mean, people get plays on them at times, but at the same time, they're a very talented group. And we're hoping they don't get it all clicked in this week, that's for sure.
I mean, they lost a ton of guys to the draft. They were so talented that they lost a lot of really good secondary players, linebackers. Their linebacker might be Defensive Rookie of the Year. Defensive lineman, even their defensive tackle opted out, and he's not playing. They lost their ends. They lost Rashard Lawrence. I mean, they lost a ton. But I bring that up because a lot of times by the end of the year, and we're kind of coming up on the end of the year. I mean, it's been disjointed, but you are going to see some of those guys, coach, become take that next step, because that happens a lot where you have young guys take the next step once they've got some experience. And that's why I guess you can't take for granted what you saw earlier in the year, that's going to be the same way later in the year when a team has struggled on one side of the ball or the other.
Yeah, that's why when teams compare teams from the beginning to the end, it's apples and oranges. There's no way to compare them because, like you say, the improvement, freshmen aren't freshmen anymore. They get used to playing. All of a sudden, their abilities start coming out. Feeling those guys that, you know, those guys are all big, long, athletic, and can run. So we're going to have our hands full, there's no doubt.
Yep. Jimbo Fisher with us on ESPN 97.5. What does it mean to be playing? Like a couple of years ago, did it pay off with recruiting wise when you beat LSU? Because this is your the SEC team closest proximity, and you, I would imagine you're in a living room with a lot of kids that are deciding between Texas A&M and LSU.
They're always in Texas. We dabble into Louisiana. We're all over the country, and they're a brand name. We're becoming a brand name across the country, which is very exciting too. But you know, you want to keep that home base in Texas and keep those kids there. So anytime you can beat one of the guys in your West and the team that's the closest to you in your league, you know, it's a feather in your cap for as far as recruiting, no doubt.
Is it? Do you see a difference in the kids? Is this a rivalry week?
I mean, it's a rivalry because it's the next game. I mean, I don't know whether you consider it a rivalry. I don't know what it is. I know one thing: it's a very important game, an SEC West game against a team that's very good and the defending national champions. So if you're going to be a program that is relevant and like you want to be, you're going to have to play well against these guys. You have to learn to beat these guys. So it's a very important football game, that's for sure.
Do you use – I know my guess is because you're a football coach focused on what's the task at hand. I'm curious if there's ever a desire or ever a thought of using that carrot at the end of the stick about, hey, if you guys win, we've got this opportunity potentially ahead of us if we take care of the business that we have. Or is it just all about the game right in front of you? Because, I mean, you guys are up there pretty high right now, And I just wondered if you use that to keep guys, you know, focused, motivated, and hungry for what could be to come.
Well, I hear what I say. I say those are your goals and what your aspirations are, and that's what you want to get to. Like we always pound on our kids. If you want to get all the way to the top of the ladder, you got to take one step at a time. And which step is more dangerous? Well, the one you slip on. How do you know which one you're going to slip on? You don't. You focus in on that step and make sure you don't slip. And then those goals get there. That's the way I believe in things. Because you put clutter in your head, you start to become outcome-oriented. And I don't believe in outcome-oriented. Process. I believe in process orientation. Yeah. I mean, if you take care of your business right now, you get the outcomes you want. And, you know, people say, well, that adverse. When you go outcome-oriented, because you're worrying about winning. You can't worry about winning. You got to worry about playing well. You got to worry about taking the right step, putting your hands in the right place, winning your space. And the scoreboard says what you want. When the scoreboard says what you want, you get your goals. And I know that's very simplistic thinking, but I believe that 1,000%.
Almost every coach is almost every coach is a reader or a voracious studier of history. I know a lot of times there's coaches have this or personal success or, you know, the Norman Vincent Peale stuff. Who are some guys that are you a reader, coach? Number one and number two, which are some books or which are some guys that you've taken a philosophy away from? You took something from their philosophy and put it into your work as a football coach and a leader of men.
You know, I'm not a reader as much as I am a documentary guy, or I will read. I'm not an exclusive reader, and I just retain knowledge and things that go on. But you know, I've always been. The guy that I read a little bit about, people don't give credit for, I think. And, of course, he won 4 Super Bowls. And in my opinion, had the greatest dynasty there was in ball because they did it in such a short period of time. And I drafted with Chuck Noll. I mean, Noll was a very simplistic guy. So if you do the ordinary things better than anybody else, that's what he went to win championships, in my opinion. And that was always a famous statement from him. The physicality, see, the thing that always amazed me about their team their first couple teams were so physical on defense, they ran the ball very rarely through it. The rules changed. Then they became just as good on defense, but they became skilled with swan and start work to throw with great skill and then still run the football and be physical. But, you know, they were a very simplistic team in that they didn't believe in fancy and all the rah-rah and all that. I mean, like, you got to have emotion. You got to get there. But he was a guy that, you know, do ordinary things better than anybody else. Those are the things that have how you carry the ball, not turn it over. I mean, all the base things. And the only thing Chuck never got, you know, his due as far as that goes. I mean, of course, I'm a Parcells guy. I mean, I love Parcells' his philosophies on how you build the size, speed of guys, how you do things. And I think Parcells is a guy who I think is the founding father of all the guys that will be having a lot of success in college and pro football right now. You got to remember, he's still the only guy to ever take four teams to the playoffs, the three of them to the championship game, two of them to Super Bowls. I mean, the last time Dallas won big was with him. I mean, you know, Parcells and how he looked at things with recruiting and personnel, practice, the physicality of things. And those are guys that I always look back to. Of course, I had Coach Bowden and Coach Saban. But at the same time, those are two guys that I read a lot about. And probably another guy that was very underrated that I do try to read enough about is Joe Gibbs. I think Gibbs was a very, very underrated guy in how he innovated for football and things. And so those are guys that I kind of reach back to a little bit.
Won Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks. You only got to do that. So that's Jimbo Fisher here on ESPN 97.5. The college football playoff poll comes out. The first one comes out tonight. Do you care?
Yeah, I mean, it matters. Yes, it does. It's going to be relevant, and I talk to our kids about it. Listen, we want to put yourself where you're relevant. You matter. But at the end of the day, forget it. You want to be there because that's your ultimate goal. Now, all right, why are they talking about you? Because you have done these things in the process enough and not start getting worried about the outcomes and where you're at in the poll. That poll will move as you continue to get better. That's your job, and that's why you got to handle it. But you definitely want to be there, but it can't be an overriding factor of anything that goes on.
Nope. Coach, we appreciate it, man. That is great stuff. It's going to be fun to actually watch you guys play again. That's going
to
be...
Yeah, nice to watch you play, too.
Yeah.
Good game plan. We got to make sure we got a good team we're playing.
Yeah, absolutely. LSU Saturday night in College Station. That's going to be fun. And that's obviously a nationally televised game. We appreciate you, Coach, and best of luck this weekend.
Thank you, guys, so much. Have a great day.
Jimbo Fisher brought to you by Damaris Barbecue.